President Xi Jinping's begun an inspection tour of Guangdong Province. In the city of Chaozhou, President Xi visited local cultural and historical landmarks to check the protection of cultural relics, cultural heritage, and the development of tourism resources. He later visited a local electronics manufacturer, learning about the company's innovation, production, and operation. The Chinese premier is calling for efforts to consolidate the momentum of economic recovery and growth. Li Keqiang made the remarks via video link while presiding over a symposium on the economic situation. The premier says development challenges should be addressed by reform and opening up, while tax and fee reductions should be further implemented. He adds that funds should be channeled to market entities in full, and that effective financial services should be extended to micro, small, and medium-sized companies. China and Cambodia have signed a bilateral free trade agreement, a first for the Southeast Asian country. The deal was inked following a meeting between visiting Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Sen. Wang Yi says the signing of the agreement will help Cambodia address challenges brought by COVID-19 and promote the social and economic development of the country. Hun Sen says the deal is of great significance and that his country's development will be better through cooperation with China. Citywide testing for the coronavirus is now underway in Qingdao. Over a million people have been tested already. No new cases have been found following the six identified over the weekend and six asymptomatic cases. Since then, results on more than 310,000 people have come back negative. The testing will cover the whole city in 5 days. Investigation shows that the new cases are all linked to Qingdao Chest Hospital, which has been used to treat imported COVID-19 patients. Loshanho, where the hospital is located, has been designated as a medium-risk area. The British government unveiled a three-tier lockdown system in a bid to slow a resurgent outbreak. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the number of coronavirus cases has gone up fourfold in as many weeks, and it's spreading among vulnerable groups. He says the goal of the new system is to simplify and standardize local rules to save lives and prevent hospitals from being overwhelmed.
More COVID patients in UK hospitals today than there were on the 23rd of March when the whole country went into lockdown, and deaths, alas, are also rising once again. These figures are flashing at us like dashboard warnings in a passenger jet, and we must act now.
Under the new measures, areas in the country are classified as medium, high, or very high risk and placed under restrictions of varying severity. Danish veterinarians and farmers have started culling at least 2.5 million mink in the northern part of the country after COVID-19 cases were reported at 63 farms. The Danish Veterinary and Food Administration is handling the culling of the infected animals. Chief veterinarian Fleming Marker says their work did not run very smoothly at first.
There has been some opposition against the culling. We actually didn't start Wednesday. Thursday we started very late, and then there have been some obstacles Friday and Saturday, so it takes more time than we had hoped.
Denmark is among the largest mink exporters in the world. It produces an estimated 17 million furs per year. A United Nations report says there has been a dramatic increase in weather events in the past 20 years. The UN says these major weather events have had a heavy human and economic toll worldwide and are on track to expand. The UN released its report on the eve of the International Day for Disaster and Risk Reduction. The report says more than 7,000 major disaster events were recorded globally, affecting 4.2 billion people and causing $2.9 trillion in economic losses in the past 2 decades. Asia has been hardest hit, with 8 countries in the top 10 with the most disasters.